The shooting deaths of 9 worshipers at a South Carolina church has spurred calls for tighter gun laws all across the country. But here in Vermont, supporters of universal background checks say they will not mount a concerted legislative push when lawmakers return to the statehouse next year. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
A fierce legislative debate over gun control laws earlier this year had its roots in the events of December 14, 2012, when a young man in Newtown, Connecticut, fatally shot 20 schoolchildren. The incident at Sandy Hook Elementary School served to galvanize gun control advocates and spurred the creation of a group called Gun Sense Vermont, which lobbied hard for the gun bill that passed in May. Ann Braden is the Brattleboro mother who heads that group, and she says the shootings in Charleston could also serve as a catalyst for policy reform.
You know, President Obama said about how this doesn't happen in any other country. And it's clear that, you know, the status quo is not acceptable. Like, this is not something that we should be allowing to happen, and it's not something that we should be getting used to.
But the legislative push for renewed background checks won't be coming anytime soon. And after losing the fight for universal background checks this past session, Braden and the lawmakers leading the effort say they'll likely hold off in 2016.
I do think we can strengthen background checks at some point in the future. I think the odds for it next session are not good, frankly.
That's Senate Majority Leader Phil Baruth. The Chittenden County Democrat, who assumed a lead role in the push for the gun control bill signed into law by the governor last month. The bill made it illegal under state law for people convicted of certain felonies to buy or possess a firearm. It also requires courts to send to a national database the names of people it determines are a danger to themselves or others. Notably, however, a provision calling for expanded background checks failed to make the cut. Senate President John Campbell helped shepherd the bill through the legislature. And Campbell says that in order to get the votes needed to pass it, lawmakers had to promise not to reintroduce the background check measure in 2016.
I guess, you know, unfortunately in the world of politics, especially where there is such diametrically opposed positions, there has to be compromise.
Evan Hughes is the president of the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, an NRA affiliate opposed to expanded background checks. Hughes notes that the alleged Charleston shooter purchased the firearm legally after passing a background check. And he says expanding background checks won't necessarily make anyone safer.
Laws enacted in reaction to tragedies are not products of sound public policy.
While they won't be as active in the statehouse in 2016, Braden says Gun Sense Vermont is still very much committed to the cause. She says the group will raise money for a political action committee to support like-minded candidates in the 2016 elections. And she says Gun Sense will mount another concerted push for universal background checks in the next biennium. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.